Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne. We're sorry about last night. The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hey, fuckers. How you doing? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut-shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina. And you should vote in November.
And today's news update, talking about voting, is actually from Fox News, because you know what? You got to read your liberal stuff. You got to read conservative stuff. And this is more just like, it's not even an angle. It's just something that I found to be humorous. So there's a new dating app called Donald Dater.
Oh,
which is the new app for Trump supporters, which aims to make America date again. You see what they did there?
Oh, guys, they took his presidential slogan and they made it about dating.
I'm so sick of all the puns about that, but whatever. So dating as a supporter of Donald Trump can be apparently challenging. Conservatives may encounter messages like Trump supporters swipe left on Tinder, and if you voted for Trump, don't waste any time on other popular dating apps, which is true. I see it all the time. A 2016 survey from Tinder found that 71% of online daters consider political differences to be a deal breaker. Enter Donald Daters, a new dating app. It's just such a corny name that launched Monday for Apple Donald. And Android devices with the mission of helping Trump supporters meet and mingle on a platform free of any liberal backlash.
Oh,
for many young Trump supporters, liberal intolerance has made meeting and dating nearly impossible. And so I was actually kind of on board.
Maybe the problem's you.
Well,
but whatever.
But I was like, I do see that like on dating apps where, and I was like,
really?
Yeah. There's a lot of like, just, I see it a lot. Like that's don't even like bother talking to me. And I'm like, I don't know if that's the way to approach it, but to each his own, whatever. You're laying it out there. That's the kind of person you are. And you need to know the kind of person you're getting into a relationship or getting on a date with. That's fine. And so support for the president has become a deal breaker instead of an icebreaker. Well, I mean, it's a little more than an icebreaker. That's why we created a new platform for Trump supporters to meet people without being afraid of talking politics. That's
what?
Weird. Says Emily.
Even though you're meeting on the basis of your politics.
But, okay. Well, they're saying don't be afraid. Like they're saying like conservatives can speak freely about their conservative views without having to worry about not getting liberal pussy. Said Emily Moreno, CEO of Donald Daters.
Emily.
In a statement, the app, which is similar to other dating apps like OkCupid and Tinder, gives users a new set of matches each day based on various preferences that they can preset. Users can chat for free, blah, blah, that's all it. And it's funny, a different dating app for Trump supporters called Trump Dating. Again, these names are terrible. I don't think they should be surrounded by, you know, like the whole thing should be based on Donald Trump. That sounds stupid. It can just be like for conservatives. Found itself in hot water when it was discovered that the man who became the face of the app, a North Carolina conservative activist named Barrett, it's like, it looks like Barrett. Barrett Riddleberger had been convicted of filming himself having sex with a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
There's also another dating site called TrumpSingles.com. So I just thought that was very
wow.
funny.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Hey, if you want, you know, if you got to meet someone.
I know. I totally agree. And it's also, then it's just like, you know, if like, you don't, people don't want them on Tinder, then get them off Tinder. It's fine. You know,
yeah,
do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever
I would
you
like
want.
To meet everyone. I would like to meet someone.
I would like to meet anybody.
In the middle, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't.
I really can't stand anyone. So it's difficult.
Yeah. I'm getting on that boat right there with you. Hey, today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. Can't imagine fitting another appointment into your life because you're too busy getting yelled at dating apps for voting for Trump. Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. No commutes, no leaving the office, no judgments. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to talkspace.com/gw GWF. Use code GWF to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's GWF and talkspace.com/GWF. Come see us live.
Yeah, Chicago, Zanies, we are sold out, but you can come see us. It's like a 20-minute drive, if that, which is nothing, to Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah.
The World Zanies there, we're going to do two shows each night. That's Friday, November 16th, and Saturday, November 17th. It's even the weekend, so you have a little more time. You don't have to leave work early or anything like that. Then in January, we're headed to Winnipeg in Canada, to Rumors. That's the rescheduled date. We're doing five shows. Thursday, January 24th through Saturday, January 26th. You can go to sorryaboutlastnightcomedy.com/tours for all the other tour dates.
Yeah. And then Saturday, October 27th, if you want to dress up in a costume, you are in for a treat, because we, Wendy Starling and I, are putting on the Halloween edition of Glamour Puss at Zinc Bar, 82 West 3rd Street. And it's going to be someone's going to take something out of a hole.
And then on Thursday, November 8th, it's Two Less Lonely Girls podcast and show live as part of the New York Comedy Festival. That show is at the new New York Comedy Club location on East 4th Street. It's going to be really cool. I'll be there. Rosebud Baker will be there. And we have a lot of surprises up our sleeves. Very excited to do this. You can use code LONELY for discount tickets. You can go to the New York Comedy Festival website. You can go to the New York Comedy Club website. Anything that has New York in it, you know, just go to it and they'll be like, here's some info. Okay. Okay, guys, thanks so much to MeUndies. They have been so good to us over the years. You already know our obsession with MeUndies and all the amazing colors and prints they offer. But did you know that MeUndies also makes the world's most comfortable lounge pants and tees? MeUndies lounge pants are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies. This fabric is 3 times softer than cotton, making these cozy essentials perfect for fall. I've talked about these before. I fucking love these lounge pants. I think it's my favorite product that MeUndies makes. They are so soft and they kind of have kind of a 90s feel because they're like a little like balloony, but it still makes you look good. I just love everything about them. And when you guys join the membership, you can get all this stuff, the lounge pants, the tees, the undies, and everything MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. MeUndies underwear are the softest things you'll wear, in fun prints that you can match with socks or a bralette. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, if for some reason you don't love these undies, they'll do whatever they can to get you into the right pair, and if they can't, they'll refund you. So it's truly risk-free to try the best underwear ever. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/GWF. It's a no-brainer. Again, get 15, that's 15% off at MeUndies.com/GWF.
And then what are you gonna do with your titties? Ladies, using thousands of real women's measurements, Third Love, our next sponsor, designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind so that they fit impeccably and feel even better. And now, since adding 24 new sizes, Third Love offers the most options of any bra brand. That is a total of 70 motherfucking sizes. Find your fit in 60 seconds online. Order and try on at home with Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It's actually fun. It takes less than a minute. From premium ultra soft smoothing fabrics to expert designs features like straps that don't slip and details that make the difference, like their fucking tagless bras. I love that because tags make my back itch real bad. And then I look all weird when I'm in public trying to get my hand behind my back where it can't really stretch to. And because Third Love guarantees a perfect fit, returns and exchanges are free and easy. I love Third Love. I got tig old bitties, big old titties, whatever you want to say. And it's the only bra brand that I can wear that doesn't make me feel like I'm wearing a fucking suit of armor. And I really love them. They're very comfortable. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering Guys We Fucked listeners 15% off your first order by going to Third Love, spelt out THIRD.com/GWF. Go find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/GWF for 15% off today.
All right. You got your bra. You got your underwear. You got your lounge pants. You got your tee. You don't want to get blood all over that. I don't even
That's
know if
it's very true.
Support for today's show comes from Lola. Lola is a female founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. And now they offer sex products too, including ultra thin lubricated condoms that are made of natural rubber latex and individually tested for contraception and STI protection. Well, thank God for that, because that's the most important part. Their ultra thin design and premium medical grade silicone oil lubricant ensures a safe and without sacrificing sensation. Plus, to make your month a little bit easier, you can add Sex by Lola to your period subscription. That's pretty cool. So just choose your mix of products, absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery, and everything is delivered on your ideal schedule. You got to get kind of cocky with the condoms. If you're doing that, just be like, I need 50 condoms for this month. The subscriptions are super flexible, so you can change, you can skip if you're having a, you know, not sexy month, or you can cancel at any time if you just decide, you know what, sex isn't for me anymore, but I am still bleeding. Okay. I love Lola products. I do. I love sticking their little organic cotton things up my vagina. It's great. I definitely only use organic products anymore after I learned all the crap that they put in non-organic period products, because that stuff is creating micro tears in your vaginal walls, and you don't need that. We have enough problems going on in our lives without vaginal tears that little infections can start in. And I love the boxes. They're really tiny. They don't overdo it with the packaging, which I appreciate from an eco-friendly perspective. And it looks cute. You know, I feel like this is things we're not talking about. You know, some other tampon brands, they're gaudy, you know? You have a gaudy tampon box in your bathroom, and no one needs that. But these Lola boxes are sleek. It's white. It's blue. It looks like a little Hanukkah present.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it does
waiting like around for you, and you're going to love it. Okay, guys? So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter GWF40 when you subscribe. Again, the code is GWF40 at mylola.com.
All right. Do you have any personal stuff you want to talk about?
No. I mean, we were in Atlanta. I took I had a lot of fun in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Except other shows.
You know, people come to see us live. You really can't, don't come and get drunk and talk during our shows. The weird thing that perplexes me is a lot of, and it's always the girls. Oh, at one time I did kick a guy out. That was in Canada.
Well, I mean, also to be fair, our audiences that come out to see us is like mostly women.
That's true.
So like, I would love people to bring, because I think we talk about this a lot.
Whenever the audience, there's a lot of men in our crowd, the show's always fucking better. And that's annoying, but true.
Because I think you need a diverse audience to get proper feedback on jokes. You know, there is a different dynamic when an audience is separated by like gender or anything really. You know, it's different. Comedy is, you know, is some for everyone. It's not just for like one group at a time.
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
Yeah. So don't be coming to our shows and be like, I love you, while we're like doing a joke on stage, because we're going to hate you. You know what I mean? I am. Mama gets mad.
Well,
man.
It's not. It's just like a person. It like,
just don't. It's annoying.
It's
hurtful.
You're
fucking it up. You're fucking it up for us. You're fucking it up for everybody around you. Yeah. Stop it. You're the white person that calls 911 on a black person trying to live their life. Like, that is you. This has nothing to do with, I'm comparing, now I'm comparing gender and race, which are not related. So just, you know what? Just don't talk during our shows. That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
Yeah, you're not a part of the show.
Yeah.
You're watching it.
The email subject line of this email, the thing with hashtag him too. Hey girls, first off, I love your podcast, but the last episode really pissed me off. I'm not a fan at all of the hashtag him too business, but hearing you making fun of it was not great, because I am one of, quote, those boys who suffered from false allegations. Here's the story. I was in a relationship with this girl for 3 years. She broke up with me via text message, and 2 days later, I had an officer at work looking for me, telling me my ex told them I tried to rape her. Everyone I knew, including friends, family, and everyone at work, knew I was arrested for trying to rape her. A few days later, she confessed that it was a lie, and she made it up. She made it a cover up for the fact that she left me for another guy. The thing is, I lost my job, my friends, excluding really close friends, they left me, and up to this day, which is 5 years later, they've stopped talking to me. And I still am having that stigma branded on my fucking forehead. I mean, I still hate the hashtag, but fuck girls. This is for this is a real fear to have. After I got that off my chest, I wish you, I wish you have a good weekend. Love all the love and all that crap. And we had a couple emails from guys of this nature, and I wanted to address it because that's really important. I think all the anger that I throw in the way of people who don't believe people who have been sexually assaulted, I don't verbalize this, but that's unfair. I should. I also feel that anger towards any fucking cunt, and that's man or woman, that is going to lie about being sexually assaulted. You are, I fucking, oh, if you do that, I mean, I have a lot of hatred in my heart for a lot of things, and that's one of them. People who lie about that shit, that is fucking terrible. And so the person, the guy who wrote this email, I'm so sorry that fucking happened to you. That sucks. And to anybody that's ever happened to, that fucking blows. I think one of the reasons why I personally get up in arms, and then whenever I go, yeah, him too, don't worry, you'll be fine. It's and I understand why that's frustrating to hear. Statistically, the false reporting for sexual assault is the same exact amount of false reporting that it is for something like robbery. And people go, who lies about robbery? Fucking Ryan Lochte in the fucking Olympics. That's that. There's a famous story about somebody lying that they were robbed. So, you know, the shit does happen. And,
well, and most famously, the Duke lacrosse case.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Which I feel like, you know, it's literally 10 years later. Well, it's more than 10 years at this point. It's like 12 years later. And at this point, I think that is still negatively affecting things like the Me Too
movement.
That's my
thing. That's my fucking thing, though. No one has. There's no. It feels like, anyway, that there's no middle ground. And we're all human beings. We are capable of recognizing when we're being hyperbolic, and we fucking probably are most of the time. I am guilty of that. But, you know, I get mad when I see Dr. Ford testify in front of the whole fucking country about how she was assaulted and pinned down and laughed at by the man who is now on our Supreme Court. And then it's just seeing everybody being like, you know, we believe him, we're with him, we're with him. And I hear all these fucking stories from people every single day. They have no reason to lie to us. We're not making these stories public with using these people's names. So the fact that people use the Duke lacrosse case and the times that people were lying as their fodder for why men should be believed first or all the time, it makes me angry, and I don't know how to get around that. So I just did want to say that that is an important point to touch on, that this does happen to people. People do get falsely accused, and that's, don't do that, guys. Don't, guys and gals, do not falsely accuse someone of sexual assault. You're gonna fuck up the rest of someone's life, and I'm gonna be fucking angry at you for the rest of my life because you're ruining it for the people who actually were assaulted.
Well, I think it's interesting because a lot of times I knew there was something that bothered me about like the hashtag believe women because I think it should be listen. hashtag like believe survivors, if anything.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Because I feel like, you know, sexual assault is definitely happening a lot more to women, and it's something that we deal with every day as part of our everyday lives. And I certainly don't think, unless you're in prison, that's something that men are dealing with every day. But on the flip side, for people who are assaulted, when men are assaulted, I feel like there is this, especially by other men, this extra layer, or even by women, of embarrassment.
Yeah.
That for some reason goes along with that, because it is also like emasculating on top of everything else.
Well, it's a dehumanizing thing to happen to somebody. Mm-hmm. It can be a dehumanizing thing, but I think that does go hand in hand with emasculating. So when it does happen to a man, everyone's like, oh, that's weird. There's
right,
like weird layers here.
Yeah, or like, you know, if it's like a woman sexually assaulting a man, it's kind of like some kind of like an LOL kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it's just something that I think it's good to think about a lot. And there is so much kind of a blind rage right now in society and absolutely in feminism. And I think it's just something to be aware of.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to solve anything, and you're going to end up putting your foot in your mouth, and then you're probably going to do something bad one day.
And then someone's going to write a blog about it, and then you're not going to get that job or whatever. You know, you never know. Just, you know.
But absolutely.
Read the four agreements and be impeccable with
your work. No matter how much you hate someone, falsely accusing someone of sexual assault, it's absolutely never okay, never the answer, never will help anyone or anything.
It will only fuck up your life and the person you're accusing.
And it just sets, and it's just sets back Me Too, the Me Too movement. Yep. It hurts.
It's a fuck you to anybody who's been sexually assaulted and not believed.
Survivors. It's just a terrible thing to do to like your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, guys, don't do that. Don't be a dick.
Okay? Not great.
Our guest, I'm so excited to interview him. We had such a great conversation with this person.
I told him this a long time ago, and I think he was like embarrassed. I was like, he's someone who, if I'm on a show with him, I always stay and watch his set because I think he's not only one of the best comedians working today, but there's just something about the way he crafts jokes that like truly makes me fall in love with comedy again every time. I think he's so fantastic, and like, I'm just a really genuinely nice person without being like a pushover, just like a just a fully good and I don't even know him that well, just every interaction I'm like thumbs up on that interaction. I really enjoy it. He's a stand-up comedian, you've seen him on Comedy Central. Please give a warm welcome to Ricky Velez.
Some sell the pussy, some smell the pussy. I'll never forget the first time I held the pussy. I exercise it, Christ compels the pussy. I scuba dive and underwater weld the pussy. If I was an elf, I would get elven pussy. If I was a rock star, I would get Elvis pussy. If I was a bitch, I would have a selfish pussy. If I was a lesbian, I would give myself some pussy. I cork twist the pussy, I forklift the pussy. I swordfish the pussy, I Porsche whip the pussy. God creates the pussy, I cremate the pussy. Then I have a burial and wake for the pussy. Early in the morning, I'm awake for the pussy. If I had a blow up doll, I would deflate the pussy. First time I ate some pussy, I would primate for pussy. Now I'm Caesar, Planet of the Apes, for the pussy. A lot of people went missing for the pussy. Went to jail, even went to prison for the pussy. I fuck around and make the wrong decision for the pussy. You a bitch ass, cause you sitting on the pussy. The pussy, the power of the pussy. The pussy, the pussy, the pussy. The power of the pussy. The pussy, the pussy, the pussy. You a sellout.
Hey, what's up? We're here with Ricky Velez.
Hey!
Who told me something about him that I did not know. You were a fucking cameraman
For the Bill Cunningham show.
For the Bill Cunningham show.
Yeah,
now, is Bill Cunningham like Jerry Springer?
Yeah, he was the Springer. He was the old Springer guy. He was on for like 7 years. And
now that shit, it's real?
Yeah. No, it's real. It's crazy. But the people are from like the middle of the country. Like they're just like the poorest, worst versions of people. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, how many people come into if you ever watch that show, watch how many people have lisps. Like, if you ever watch like Jerry Springer or the rest of that. Because they didn't come in with teeth.
Oh.
So they send them to the dentist.
Oh.
Before the show starts, and
really?
They're talking for the first time with teeth since they were children. Like, it's insane.
Wait a second, what a story.
Cover tattoos like no shit. I had a kid come in once, he was completely covered in Louis Vuitton print. Like, that was his
tattoo?
Yeah, across his face and everything.
Oh boy.
It was unbelievable.
Can't hear that.
No.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they just put makeup all over him. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And the girl, like, did you ever get hit by stuff? Or like,
I had a transgender throw a heel at me once.
Nice.
Did you just say a transgender?
I don't know how to use
a transgender person.
A human being. God,
that wasn't born with the gender identity they identified with, Ricky.
I mean
I'm pretty late.
I hear the bloggers typing right now, man.
I'm pretty late.
The bloggers are typing.
Let's go. I mean, a transgender person.
There
yes,
you go.
Through, I mean, they're trying to harm me. I don't think I have to address them as anybody.
Right. That's specific.
One person.
Yes, that specific person. You can treat with the utmost disrespect.
Well,
I agree.
And then the girl, like the pregnancy test results, those were all real. Like they,
yeah,
really...
those were real.
Wow,
those were real, real.
So
yeah.
they just go to the bathroom.
The lie detectors too.
You filmed the lie detector test? Oh my God.
So like I would know what was about to go down before anybody else there.
Man.
It was so fun.
So it was like a secret show for you in addition to the show that went to the public.
Yeah, because I was like the behind the behind stage like with these people all day, so like they would like hang and chill with me and like think I was with them, and like, but I would be like, oh, this guy's gonna hate me in like a half hour
because he's about to find out that his girlfriend's pregnant with his best friend's baby or something.
Wow. See, I don't even know what the Bill Cunningham show is. I obviously know what Springer
is.
It was on
around the same time as those. They had them, it was on for like 7 years. They used to film in the Pennsylvania Hotel, so like, yeah.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
That place is terrible.
Right across from Penn Station. No, they redid the studio.
Oh, they did.
They redid the studio completely recently, so it's dope now.
Oh, because my old college had dorms there, and they were like the worst dorms. That was like, they fit a couple extra people in there, and it was not good.
Yeah, while we were there, no, the hotel like gets bed bugs all the time. Like, it's like known for bed bugs.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. Continental breakfast and bed bugs. Oh my God.
So you go, and the guests that were probably on the show probably stayed at the Pennsylvania Hotel because that's where they're filming.
No, they tried to keep them at the New Yorker. They wanted to keep them away from the studio so they couldn't show back up and beat us up. Like, they had to go through metal detectors and everything. Oh, they would. Some of these people would go off. Like, there was a lot of security at these shows.
You get real cocky when you get teeth for the
first
time. You
have to understand, people were finding out that they lost.
And they felt pretty for the first time in their lives.
But they were also, like, finding out, like, well, I remember one kid, the kid in Louis Vuitton, they put all the makeup on, and he's like, ooh, I look good now. And I was like, bro, like, your life is miserable. Yeah. Like, it's just insane.
And like, it seems like the producers don't even have to try to fan the flames.
No, they fan the flames. It's unbelievable. Yeah, no.
In a cruel way or
way? No, they'll just be like, if he pisses you off, you get up and run out and just like, so you like prompt them to do crazy shit. Or you get in his face and you tell him. And so like.
And they always do it?
Oh, but the other thing is, we had to make, I don't even know how much I can talk about this. Actually, the show's not on there. There was a rule, you weren't allowed to give them more than 3 Red Bulls. That was the rule. That's how hype these people
but
came
you know
in.
What? Ricky, that's a good rule for life. Like, because you really shouldn't.
Hey, that's a rule for all humankind.
Because like, your ass starts leaking after a while.
How can you even take 2 without diarrheaing everywhere?
I mean, you got to remember, these people never had most of these people like never been on planes before. Some of them didn't have IVs.
Did you feel bad for them?
A few of them I did. Like, a few of them were just, and like, a few of them I was just like, oh, you're a bad person. Like,
right.
There was this one kid that like knocked up like all of his girlfriend's sisters, and like I was just like, oh, you're a piece of shit, and then like it continued to like, he just wouldn't admit he was a liar. It was amazing. Like, caught on lie detector, and like,
and he was just like, you're wrong,
and everything. And he was like, nah, that's not me, man.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, the balls.
The dedication, not the balls. Yeah, the dedication is
right.
Amazing.
You're right. What's the craziest thing you've seen while working on the sets? The most like fucked up, outrageous thing. And then we'll get to it.
I don't know. The most fucked up, outrageous.
Especially
thing.
Something between like romantic partners.
Yeah, it was wild. Like, I mean, like, you can't. You know, there were so many that were just so out of control.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That shit is true.
I've seen some fights.
Dude, I've gotten cheated on twice, and I have the rage of 1,000 suns in me.
Really?
I want to beat the crap out of. I mean, I don't, but I want to.
I
can't imagine if I'm on a set in Courage with Red Bull.
Yeah, but that was the thing. They never, like, that was the thing that always blew my mind. When these girls would get cheated on, the guys would get cheated on, they would never attack, like, their partner. They would have to always go out and it's like, why aren't you attacking the person you sleep next to?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you holding
responsibility? Because it's humiliating, and you don't want to believe that it was their idea or some shit, even though it takes 2 to do it. I don't know. Have you ever been cheated on?
No.
Oh, good for you.
But I always think, like, how do we know? Because I've never been cheated on either, but how do I really know? I could have been.
Really?
I don't know. I was going to sit with that.
Put it in my head.
I mean, to my knowledge.
I mean, whatever. No. Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
I don't know. I don't think I have. I'd be shocked to find out I was.
And why is that?
Just because.
Because you laid it down so
bomb. Dick to bomb, Ricky.
It's just, if I'm with somebody, I'm very much involved in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've always been like that.
You
even
seem like an involved boyfriend or husband or whatever. Are you, you're married?
Yeah, married.
And you just had a baby.
Dude, congrats. I'm 9/11.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I always say people have the oddest reaction. I said it on stage the other day. Goes, oh shit. I was like, he didn't do it.
He wasn't his choice.
And
it wasn't your choice either.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite people have birthdays on 9/11.
Yeah.
Especially say like you're a comedian.
Yeah, it's a day where a lot happened. Yeah.
It'll be fun.
But one of them is your child was born. How was that? Did you watch the baby come out?
No.
Really?
No, we decided before the fact we weren't going to do that.
Yeah. Were you just in the room just holding her hand or?
By her head?
Behind the curtain.
Right. Behind the curtain on her legs?
She was in there with her mother.
Did she have a C-section?
No.
Oh.
No. I was like right outside the room behind the curtain.
Oh, you were in the room when the baby was born.
I was able to hear it once he was out and crying for the first time. Yeah.
Was there like a conversation about like you didn't want to see your wife in like a different way?
Well, we talked about it a lot before we went into like
what
coming up to the months.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think that can kind of ruin romance to a point. Mm-hmm. Like, and the other thing is, I pass out easy.
And
we had the discussion literally
right
before.
You didn't want your wife's childbirth to affect you, Ricky.
Well, that was the thing.
Medically.
Julie turned to me and she goes, if you're going to make this anything about you, you need to get out of this room. And I was like,
you know what?
You're 100%.
That's my cue.
I'll catch you later.
She knows
Have fun.
You well.
Mom, I'm out. Let her mom be in there with her. And it was great. It was cool. It was
beautiful.
Well,
her mom's done it before, so maybe it's better to have a pro.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Room,
can you only have one other person?
Tell you like, oh, you can be up by the head.
Oh, you have a
ton. If you're in that room, you're in that room. There's no like, oh, look the other way or stay up by her head or no, you're there.
But because there's a whole like blanket over the legs.
Stop it.
No, there is.
Corinne,
you can't see it.
There's blood
that
on
way.
The floor.
Well,
there's
you've seen blood before.
I
but does that make you pass out?
Yes.
I know people who get passed
That's
out.
That's how much of a pussy I am. My body is just like, I quit. Like, I quit. I can't be here anymore. Go to sleep, Ricky. Bam.
And Ricky, you're done. Wow.
That's really funny.
Well, that's good that you talked about it beforehand.
Yeah, no, we had that figured out.
And then, boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy?
Yeah. Did you know ahead of time?
Pardon?
That it was gonna, did you know the gender?
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
We didn't like do a gender reveal or any
well, that's
of that
weird.
Nonsense.
God.
Like, I mean,
not
come
that,
on.
I mean, I don't have a child, so I can't, commenting on that is just from far, far away, so I don't know. But I could get knocked up and be like, guys, I'm going to cut the cake now.
It's
going to be red or blue.
You have to celebrate either way, so it's like, what's the point of even getting, because like when people get too excited about one, I'm like, well, if it was a girl, would you have fucking
hated
punched
it?
Your wife in the stomach?
I mean, it's,
like, I think some
you
people's
know what
reactions, it seems like they would have.
I feel I feel like when couples, and tell me if I'm wrong, Ricky, when you find out the gender of your baby, you could start making assumptions about how it's going to be when it comes out, for better or for worse.
I'll tell you right now, my wife's a Jewish control freak. Like, she she wanted to paint the room.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we did it.
I get
it wasn't,
that.
It
yeah,
wasn't
that makes
like,
sense.
Like, just, well, I was just going to make the room like a mustard yellow. Until
I was
going to
say, my parents
no
made
shot.
My room yellow because they didn't know it's the gender
really?
Beforehand.
Same with my parents.
So I had a yellow room growing up because yellow's good for everybody.
And my parents were really hoping for a girl.
I've never
it
had my own room.
It wasn't mustard yellow.
You never had your own room?
No. And I'm jealous of my kid. I'm like jealous
that's
of
weird.
His lifestyle.
How many siblings do you have?
Three. Two brothers.
But you were born and raised in Manhattan?
Queens.
Mm.
By the airport. A town nobody knows.
LaGuardia?
No, JFK.
Oh, wow, that's far
yeah,
out.
Nobody knows the town. Like, my town's a little bit further out than JFK. It's called Queens Village. Nobody knows it. It's just...
Well, you're putting it on the map now.
Yeah. No, not...
Queens Village!
No rappers
I don't go
from
back.
Queens Village.
I don't go back. Nah, the closest... The biggest thing we had was 50 when 50 Cent came out of Jamaica. Like,
oh,
that,
nice.
Like I remember where I was. The sixth
grade
mixer. I remember when In the Club came on.
Wow.
Like, that was a big moment for me.
And then you went to a performing arts high school.
Yes.
In where? In Brooklyn, you said?
No,
in
Long Island City.
It was in Long Island City.
So and then it moved to Astoria. It's Frank Sinatra School of Arts.
Wait, that's can you sing and dance?
No, I was in theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you've been hiding a lot.
No, I can dance.
A little soft
I can dance. We had to. We didn't have a gym,
two-step?
So we had to. So we had to take ballet.
Ricky,
this
you
is
do
beautiful.
Ballet.
You
know
can
who
do
went
an
to school with me? Matt Richards.
Matt Richards.
Me and Matt Richards went to the same high school. Yo, he won't tell you this, but he got suspended for bringing a squirrel to school.
Matt Richards.
His nickname was Sheep.
Because of the squirrel?
He just used to go by Sheep. That's what we called him for years. And then in junior year, he disappeared. And then
where'd he go?
The day of graduation, he just showed up and graduated with us. It was the dopest shit of all time. But I've known Richard since I was 13.
Oh my God. I love that. Wow, that's fun. And you were telling me that you went to high school by a college?
Oh, when I so when I went to it, it wasn't in Astoria yet. Now they have a beautiful school. It actually has an orchestra pit. It, like, the theater's unreal. The school is beautiful. But when I went, it was in the first few years of it. Actually, Jerry Seinfeld spoke at our first graduation.
Nice.
Kevin Spacey spoke at mine.
Uh-oh, you okay?
I used to be in love with him.
I hugged him. I swear to God.
Did he touch your wiener?
I bet you did. Did Kevin Spacey touch your dick?
Yo, I didn't know how he was yet. Like, I didn't know. So
I didn't either.
I
had a crush on him for my whole life.
I hugged him and told him when he ate that banana in K-Pax, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
He so masturbates to that, Ricky.
He probably was real excited.
My homie,
said that.
His brother, I don't want to put him out there too much, but he works in Vegas and he has an amazing job and he works with a lot of like clientele like that. And what after graduation, he's like, "Yo, you were holding Kevin Spacey mad tight." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Yo, he's suspect as shit." And I was like, "Get the fuck out of here." He's like, "No, he's in the clubs all the time with dudes." And that's when I first found out about that. I was like, "Really, Kevin?"
Yeah. Yeah, a friend who worked at a restaurant a while in New York told me she would see him at going out to dinner with with underage boys. Teenage 13, 14-year-old boys drinking wine. Like with them. And I'm like, that's not good.
Kevin
Damn
Spacey
it.
Does free graduation speeches, but but he gets paid in hugs from young boys. He made a line, boys only.
No, so why were you
Ricky was so amped.
Tony.
Man, I get to tell him about that K-Pax scene and everything.
It's so perfect that it was the banana scene. I mean, you can't write that.
Yeah,
that's
come
really,
on.
I mean, it's it
perfect.
Was the most insane
His
scene
dick
of all.
Was
just
heavy.
Not feeling it, just being like, boom. Knocked it out.
He had a heavy cock after that, Ricky.
I swear on that story, too. Like, I'm dead ass about that story. It was so crazy. And then, like, when all this came out, I was like, dead. Like,
dude.
Yeah. There was 125 kids per grade in my school. So mm-hmm. It was crazy. That school
Damn.
Was nuts. Tony Bennett ran it.
What?
He had time?
Tony, is this a real school?
Tony, yes. Tony Bennett ran it. And he married my U.S. history teacher.
Oh.
What?
It was wild.
Did he have an affair?
Nah. He wasn't married.
Just
he just ended up marrying a woman that was a lot younger than him. That was my U.S. history teacher.
Oh,
but he was like
story.
The founder of the school.
Wow.
It was nuts.
Wow.
Gaga came in.
I was going to say, was Gaga
yeah,
there?
Yeah, when
wow.
they did that. You know, we were so jaded to this shit. It was so fun. I remember Tony Bennett did a... He did a CD with, what's his name? The dude that always gets in car accident in the Hamptons. Billy Joel.
That's how everyone knows. One of the most famous singers
oh
of
my
all
God,
time.
Ricky.
You just described as a guy who gets in
the
car.
The one that everybody's so Jewish mom loves. Yeah.
That's the most turnt dude ever that gets away with it. It's unbelievable. I want to be him when I get older. But
I think you
was,
have a chance.
When we were in high school... He was doing the CD with Tony, and they like came to the school, sang in front of us, all this stuff, and then
that's
they're
a
like,
big, "That's they, like a, those are two big names."
Then they're
Iconic.
Like, "Yo, we're going to the Today Show, and we want the school to come with us." So they brought, "Yo, me and my boys dipped out from the Today Show and skipped the whole thing. It was hilarious. Ended up getting like detention for like leaving the Billy Joel. Like we just didn't
that
care
is,
anymore.
I
like,
mean, they probably
he
did
wasn't
that
playing
they were,
the hits. I didn't want to hear." Well, I'm gonna sit there and listen to these new Billy Joel tunes.
You're
listen.
Like, we didn't start the
Cent,
fire. Come 50 on.
50 Cent just dropped Massacre. How am I supposed to listen to this?
Wow. Man, you had a weird life.
Yeah, it was
wow.
wild.
Did they teach sex ed in a performing arts school?
Yeah. There was
really?
Like yo
gay
like,
only.
Yeah. Oh, they probably did. They go touch
on
gay stuff.
It was wild in my like. It was. People got caught sucking people off and in staircases. Like,
I mean, that's
it was,
every school.
Not like this. Like it would be like.
Well, I think it would be more like, definitely more LGBTQ friendly.
And then
a,
you got theater kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they all fuck each other. I was a theater kid. I
Hell
know.
Yes.
Yeah, we all sucked each other's dicks in the band room.
And the dancers loved their. It was a wild time.
What
like,
did you see? Did you see people sucking other people off?
I had. Yeah.
Wow.
I had seen
okay.
it. Like,
I
yeah.
It.
I mean, you walk into the back of the theater at the wrong time. Yeah. You can. There was actually a piano room, and it was the only room that had a hard lock on it on the inside.
Oh, that's.
And I
where...
wish my homie was here to tell the story about him getting caught in it, but it was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a weird, weird school, but I love it. I want to do my special there.
Oh, that's so
I
fun.
I think you should.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Please so have Billy Joel.
What did they tell
him?
And I boo him.
Have him write a new song.
and just only sing two measurements.
Guy from the Hamptons.
Have him end it by crashing the car into your set. That'll be great. As he drives through your name.
Jerry Seinfeld should be do a comedian in cars with him that ends in a tree.
I mean, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Wait.
But was there an actual sex ed class, not just people blowing each other in the piano room?
And the best part, the best part was this woman that ran it. Her name was Miss Jennings, and she had a very heavy Jamaican accent.
Okay. Ah.
And she used to just yell at us all. And it was so funny. It was unbelievable. But yeah, we had sex ed, but it wasn't like, I mean... It was just like we watched those terrible fucking videos.
The birth video.
Yeah, and just...
Okay, so it wasn't extra comprehensive.
And I would just faint in the middle of class.
Oh, really?
No,
oh my
God.
Wait, so like when someone gave you, sucked your dick for the first time, do you only faint with blood?
What do you mean?
Like when you faint...
Like I hate
sex
needles,
can
but
get
I can
messy.
Like...
Like sex can have, there can be blood involved
sometimes.
Is it sometimes.
Fluids in general? Is it just blood?
Just
have you ever fainted during
it's
sex?
It's enough blood. No, I've never fainted during sex.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, so, do you remember at all if there was anything other than like heterosexual intercourse covered? Because I was trying to remember back to mine, and I don't think I've ever had any kind of a sex education in a school where anything but heterosexuality was covered. Yeah. And I always thought that was pretty strange.
I'll tell you, listen, the gay, like, gay wasn't really cool when I was in high school. I graduated in 2007, so like these were all a lot of the kids that were from other schools that wanted to go to this school because like that population was more like saying like
a lot
me
of gay
and my
kids
four
that
friends,
didn't have to care.
I was saying earlier like there was three gay Corys in my school, right? They were all black, and one of them used to rap about sucking dick. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, what is he doing? Like, how? Yeah. You can't... What? No. Yeah. And, like, it just blew my mind. Uh-huh. And it was just like... But, like, it was so normal
was
at this
impact.
Point. It was so normal. By the time... It's so funny when you just, like, see people... Like, I guess being from Queens, I mean, it is the most diverse borough. And it is just, like... I don't understand racism or homophobia or the rest of that because, like, I had to be around. I grew up in it. Like, I don't get it any other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe my freshman year, the gay stuff was a little fucking off. Like, there was this kid, Vaughn, that showed up to prom in a dress. Like, that was a little... in high school, that was crazy to me.
Yeah.
But he ended up joining the army. Like, you understand?
Right.
So, like, it was just such a, like, versatile way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that it was, like, by the time, like, everybody was, like... We're gay, we're straight, we want to be here, da-da. And it's like, yeah, give them their rights. What are we doing? How are we even arguing this anymore?
Yeah, why is this even a question that you have to fucking think about more than for a second? Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. Corinne and I did, we played Atlanta this past weekend, and it was during their Pride parade, and I was walking around one of their Pride events, and I was like, man, it has a similar vibe to some pockets of New York where people are just themselves, and they're so comfortable, and it's just so fucking refreshing to be around. It's just so nice. And then
but I mean, is it though? Because like I feel like when people are very comfortable, that's where they go out and act crazy.
Well, no one was acting overtly. They were being respectful of each other. They weren't like pushing people.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. I don't know.
There's bad parts of Queens. Yeah. That's what I was trying to get out. There's definitely parts that...
When gay marriage was legal, everyone was just fucking pushing each other. I remember the day.
Just shoving. Just shoving in front of cars. When did you become sexually active?
You know what? It's so weird. It's such a weird topic because I don't like it.
Really?
I
did not know that about
I was
you.
12. It was the same year as 9/11. And I think
9/11
really,
has such significance in your life.
Yeah,
12 is
absolutely.
Young, man.
And it's very young. And it was really a weird, weird, weird thing. And I don't think it's cool. Or I remember being like 13, being like, I'm the man. Like, and now I'm looking back on it. And I was like,
I was a child.
That was fucked up. And
with who? How old was the other person?
Yeah. She had a Jetta.
I was saying, this happens a lot. We hear so many stories about younger guys and like much older women, and people have different, like the people who it happened to have different ways they feel about it, but it happens so much, and I think like it's just not talked about very much.
It's just so like, it's so like, I don't know, it's just such an out of pocket, like, Like, how do you even...
Do you feel weird about... I think we've been getting emails about... Well, yeah, that I knew. I was looking at our inbox recently, and this past week we talked about on this intro about how we kind of like poo-pooed men who are so terrified of falsely getting accused of rape or whatever. Like, basically, we're kind of like laughing off that like shit doesn't happen to men, which it certainly does. Did you? How did you feel about that? And what? Did she suck your dick? Thing. Did you fuck her? What happened?
I don't like. Oh Jesus! I'm about to have flashbacks and like PTSD.
I'm kidding.
It's. I don't know. Like it was just. It was in the back of a car. It was sex.
How'd you meet her? How'd you know her?
She used to hang around where I used to hang.
Okay, and same group of friends, similar?
But like, once again, I used to skateboard. So like I was with all like these skate punks and was like one of these girls that just had a car and she was around.
How old
and she was
she?
A bit of a loser. But like,
well, she's fucking a 12-year-old.
She's at least 16 if she has a car.
She was around 17, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I still know her name and I always like want to be like, I want to just like hit her up and be like, you know, you go to hell.
Yeah.
Like, you're a bad person. But no, I don't hate her for it. I really don't. I just think it's like, it's a very...
Was there a moment where you remember, you remember realizing, oh, are you trying to fuck me?
Nah, I just remember like it was like, I know why I'm in the car. I know what I'm going to do. And I think 9/11 happened and I was like, I'm going to die. I got to start fucking.
Was it right after 9/11?
That's how 9/11 affected you. That's beautiful.
I thought they were coming. I thought they were coming.
You know
it's
what,
time
though?
To start fucking.
That makes a lot of sense because planes were hitting buildings, man. I mean, planes were crashing.
I thought it was
the end of the world as well.
I did.
Really and you were in funny. New York. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How many days after 9/11 was this? Or weeks or months? Or?
Ooh. It was I'm kidding about that, but it was closer
like
to the
year
it
after.
Was closer to the summer. It was closer to the summer because it was hot out.
Okay. But still, I mean that's one of the most traumatic things
and
I
would
imagine.
It was like 3 PM in the back of a car, how no one saw me.
Yeah.
Just like a little naked boy in fucking the back of a car.
Did you so you had sex?
Yeah.
Wow. Did she take over or did you know what you were doing? I mean, you never done that before, so.
But I had been watching porn.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like.
You kind of had an idea.
Yeah.
You just faked it till you made it.
Pretty much. You know, it didn't take too long.
Just.
I know, I'm so, I was like, I didn't even, well, when did you start being, like, when did you start being able to come as like a guy?
Sixth grade.
Okay. If you remember that.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I remember somebody had told me like what happens in school.
So what, in sixth grade you're like 11, right?
Yeah, and this kid that I remember him, his name was Danny, and Spanish kid, and he had been left back a few times.
Oh, okay.
And he was in
Danny
my sixth
Newsom
grade.
Shit.
Yeah. He was in my sixth grade class and he came in and told us all about it. And the next day we all came in and we all had jerked off the night before. Like it was
so
like
Danny
so
taught
obvious.
You how to jerk off, basically.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Was it like the best, like, was it amazing?
The
was
first
it,
time you jerked off?
Were you confused?
No, my stomach started hurting. Like
really?
It was weird. Like, yeah.
It's a lot for our body to go through.
Yeah, it is. That's jarring.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what the fuck? I thought I would get pregnant when I started having orgasms. Well, I was
really?
Like a child. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was like 6, 7. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was young.
I didn't even know you can at that age.
I know.
You can even
I.
younger. Yeah. It's weird. but then, you know, then you learn. You grow up and you learn all the facts. So what was your sexual experience after the basically rape, like statutory rape? But statutorily, not like...
Listen, I wish her the best, and I hope she's okay.
Was she, like, mentally sound from what you could tell?
I don't know. She listened to Good Charlotte. Was anybody listening? Like, she had a bunch of pins in her jacket, and she fucking had purple hair. Her parents gave her a car. Like, no, she was a bad person. Like, she was given every opportunity to be a piece of shit, so she did shitty things.
Yeah,
like, but at the same time, like, I can say the same thing about myself in certain situations. Like I haven't been not sexually but mm-hmm. I'm saying like in a way of like growing up being a person being a delinquent running out like doing shitty things
really disrespectful
breaking
Billy
car
Joel.
Breaking car windows for no reason like shit like that just being a shit kid but I don't know after that I was just on a tear for a long time.
What do you mean a tear?
I mean from I'd say pretty much up until my girlfriend before Julie, I was just like,
fucking.
I mean, yeah.
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 Were you fucking to fill a void?
No, I was just having fun and like, but I also think it's like you're a teenager in New York City.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I started comedy when I was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. Damn. How old are you now?
29.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So I'm hitting my 10 year mark this year.
Happy anniversary.
Which is fucking, thank you. And it's interesting to like, I never slept with a comic ever. Mm-hmm. And like, I just like, I mean, I was meeting a lot of people after shows and stuff like that. And, yeah. But then that got stale to me real fast.
Yeah.
I feel yeah. like.
I wish I liked having sex with people that I first met, but I don't, I want to like it, but I need too much up here, like in my brain.
Well, it's just always never fun to like have sex for somebody that the only reason they're really fucking with you is because you were on stage. I always found that very
I would love that to happen to me, Ricky.
Honestly,
are you
yeah,
kidding?
I feel like it never happens
they
to women
out
comics.
So well. It doesn't
just one
yeah.
time. Just once.
Really?
We had guys. I remember, I forget what venue we were at, but there was like a line of people. We were still That's saying hi wild. To people after shows. And there at the end, the last person in line was this hot dude. And he seemed straight. And I was like, hey. And then he like said hi, took a picture with us, and then he left. I'm like, that's it? He's just gonna leave? Okay, I guess. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. No,
well, because
fine.
For
it's
you, it's
don't
like, okay, so it's because you're on stage, but for women, I mean, what is it? Because it's like you have a nice body? I mean, it's not like, it's very rarely is the reason because you said something that spoke to them.
Yeah, because you're
aura,
not fucking
like,
them because you're impressed real. By them. They're fucking you because they're impressed by you, but where do you get to be impressed by them? I guess their hotness. That's it.
There are worse reasons, like because you're rich or something could be a worse reason. You know?
Yeah, that's
but
true.
That's what I love about my wife was the first day I met her. I met her at Fat Baby, but she wasn't at the show. I met her when I like, and then I was like, "Were
nice.
You here for the show?" And she was like, "No." And I was like, "Oh, then we can hang out. Let's go."
Yeah, because you were fucking too many people that
were
like, yeah.
We're
that Ricky's just too
of,
funny, and it was getting hard with all the pussy.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. And like that was,
I can't stop people
well,
from
does it,
fucking me.
Does
I
it
know.
Feel does I, it feel empty when someone wants to fuck you because they saw you do stand up? Or did it start to feel
no,
that way?
No, but I just like, I mean, I don't know. I guess I came from like, I guess my mom loved me enough.
Mm-hmm.
My mom loved me enough where like, I just like really did like having like love and relationships and like being with somebody. And
yeah.
like it was, cause I've like, I mean, I've been in relationships a lot.
You really? Seem like a relationship
yeah.
type person.
You
I mean, you've
you
been
do.
With Julie for
six
a
years.
Long time.
Yeah.
How many relationships have you been in?
Before that, three.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're young. So that's,
yeah.
and this is 6 years. So that's.
Yeah.
How do you know when you want to make a baby with someone?
I don't know. It's just you stop wearing rubbers. I don't know. How do you do that? I don't know.
Well, I think like
was
mentally.
It plan-
well,
did you guys plan this? Was it more
well,
just
no,
like,
we,
let's
we
see what
we had a conversation
happens?
A while back where it's like, hey, like, we both. Do well we
yeah.
we both like we're happy we have a home
mm-hmm.
we like so it was like if something were to happen what we will keep it and go through with it and that's the person I do want to have my first child with so
yeah
I
but your
like,
second
oh,
child
baby.
Maybe someone else
maybe somebody you never know you never know no I know
so if you have a good set one night maybe
yeah maybe yeah you know it's hard nowadays
how was the pregnancy what did you were you
I'm gonna say I mean this
at
is
at her beck and call
this,
or what how was
yeah,
it
how was the pregnancy for
is,
you Ricky
yeah how
gonna,
did it affect
this,
you
this is gonna say this is gonna sound shitty but I truly do believe it like My wife before she got pregnant was on that diet the Whole 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she found out she was pregnant on it and she could have went two ways with it like continue being very very healthy or continue being like or go start eating Taco Bell every day and
right.
Julie went really really healthy. Her cravings were all like fruit and feta cheese like just
yeah
very,
yeah
and she never got sick one day. She
wow.
Yeah, she never got sick. She never like it wasn't really moody. It was actually really really cool. And I like for men, I'll tell you right now, I plan on writing a book. that's 15 pages long.
Yeah, that's a pamphlet.
No, because every book you get as a guy is like, oh, dumb dad needs to, like, they speak to you like caveman because they're trying to be funny, but it's like page three, I was like, fuck this, I can't have somebody speak, I can't read a 100 page. I want a 15 page book just called Dumbass Dad, and it's just
so really speaking up to them.
It's just gonna really start like, yo, fuck the rest of these books, like, you need to, like, just be there, show up, be there, be supportive, don't argue. Like, it's just very, like, there's not a lot you can do.
Yeah, but I would imagine being emotionally there for your wife
is
who's going through
the biggest
thing.
Her
body is changing. That's got to mean so much to her.
Last night, this was just something, I mean, I'm not trying to be the best, but I am. But Julie last night couldn't make it to the nail salon. She wants to get her nails done, and she couldn't make it to the nail salon in time. And, like, I had to run to shows, and that's why she couldn't make it and all this stuff. So I just ordered it to the house to come do it. And, like, and then, like, when I came home, she was happy. And it was just, like, small things like that, just running those things and, like, making sure she knows, like, I appreciate how much she's doing right now. Plus, she's breastfeeding and the rest of that. Yeah. So it's, like, that's just its own thing. Yeah. And,
I'm impressed you even knew you could get a nail technician to come to the house.
You can do that job.
Yeah, I think a lot of women don't even know you can get that done.
I use that app. Yeah, I actually hit
up
a woman.
App?
There's an app. I hit up this.
I didn't know.
Is it the one that
app.
Was that the, made by the comedian, the girl who used to be a comedian?
I don't know.
It's like Glam and Company or something.
No, there was one like that. Yeah. Priv. P-R-I-V.
Oh, okay, that's another one.
And I hit up a girl and I was like, hey, do you know of any things? And she was like, yeah, use this one. It's great. And at 10:30 on a Tuesday, they were able to come over and do it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. So
that's
like,
awesome. That's
the baby
so
was
nice.
Asleep and the rest of that. So like,
dude,
I think
nice
there's
gestures.
Things like that. But that's the thing. You also have to find somebody that understands those nice gestures where a lot of
people
take some shit for granted and can't think outside themselves. And that's 100%.
Not my life. A lot of people need to be, I don't know if a reminder would help, but like, but you don't want to have to remind anybody, but like, yeah, man, if more people just did tiny little things like that, like just really consider it, that means the world.
But she's doing so much more than I can even do. And that's the truth about a father, especially in this part in time. Like,
how
does that
make
not
you feel?
A lot.
Do guys feel like
I
left out of that?
I question myself a lot if I'm being a good dad.
Really?
It bothers me a little, like a little bit. It really does. But at
like
the same time,
like if you're doing
time,
enough
like,
for the kid.
If I'm doing enough, am I helping? But it's just like right now, like unless it's like cleaning bottles or doing something along that line, I'm really, he needs her to survive.
Mm-hmm.
He needs,
that's
like,
true.
He needs.
Yeah, and I never, I always was curious how that made men feel.
Yeah,
like
it's
does it affect you? Does it? I don't know.
Right now, it kind of like, I mean, he likes to fall asleep on my chest. That's his like he knows when he feels my chest. He knows when he feels her chest. It's time for milk.
Yeah.
When he sits on mine, he's like, oh, we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
So
sweet.
So that feels rewarding, but in the same moment, like I see how much Julie's working compared to me.
Yeah.
And I just sometimes, but at the same time, I'm a comic. I get to be home from all day and then I leave at night and then
which is amazing.
Which is a lot of guys have to go back to their 9 to 5.
Yeah.
So I get to spend a lot more time, but at the same time, I'm an Irish Catholic and I have guilt always.
I think from what I've heard though, like most the mom and dad feel like guilt and like question whether they're a good parent a lot. Like I think that's just part of being a parent. Like I feel guilty about being a dog parent and that's a dog, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think like just when you're responsible for another thing's life, you constantly be like, am I doing enough?
Can I do more?
Can I do more? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe. I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty normal from parents I've heard response.
Yeah, I just at this point he's not gonna be like, oh, you ruined my life at 1 month old. Like, so this will be good.
I think you have until like 2 years old to do crazy shit, and then you gotta keep it
tone it down. Man, you guys, that's crazy having responsibilities like that. I just have none. I just walk around my apartment. I just jerk off all day and I just open the window.
You can still do that.
Still. That's true.
He doesn't look.
How old? Thank God. How old is your son?
He is a month and change right now.
Okay. So, and what's the rule with sex? You can't, doesn't the doctor say you have to wait?
They just have
I can't
to
imagine
wait.
The woman will be horny after that, but I don't know.
They just have to wait till they're, they get like checked out by their OBGYN. And then we make sure everything's good there and you get the okay.
Did she
and
get
go.
Sewn up?
I don't know. I do know, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if she wants that in there.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
I just kind of recently was made aware that that was an option, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, the whole, like...
I don't know, I feel bad,
but I
want to
tell
like
you,
good.
Like, birth has given me, and I mean, yes, like, I'm a maniac when I talk, and I say insane shit all the time, but, like, a woman's body is literally the craziest fucking thing in the world. Do you know when you breastfeed, you have contractions again because your body is going back to normal? So if you breastfeed, your body starts having contractions.
What?
Like you were like the same contractions you had when you were having the
crazy.
Baby.
Crazy. I didn't know
so
that.
So your body collapses back to its original shape. My girl's back to her weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
In a month.
Shit. Did she do anything like special? Just kind of back
I mean,
to her
Julie
routine?
Julie always eats very healthy.
But if she was right. healthy during the whole pregnancy,
yeah.
I
yeah,
would
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eating healthy is great. Like, it'll
save
your life.
But she also gained enough weight during the pregnancy that the doctors were very happy with her. Like,
yeah. What yeah. was it again, like weight. 15 pounds?
I don't know.
I think it's pretty low because I think my mom was always like, people take it, like, she's like, people go out of hand and like they use pregnancy as an excuse to gain like 60
That's
pounds.
Not everything.
And you're really only supposed to be gaining like 10, 50. So I think like, it's a pretty low amount, but I mean losing it in a month is still very impressive.
Yeah, it was wild. Mm-hmm. It was, and it's just I
do you
do
look
agree
at her differently
that.
After like knowing yeah, like mom. Seeing her like just feed your child and birth your child and
well yeah it's
I mean
just,
women
like,
really
it
are
comes
amazing.
Back to a thing where and like that's the other thing was like I cried through the whole pregnancy like well also I lost my mom like 2 years ago so there was a lot of like the idea of like how much she would have loved this and this would have been her favorite yeah. thing in the world but at the same time like it was also like funny to watch Julie just like just be so fucking tough through this whole fucking thing
yeah.
and just be ready to do it and like
oh my god
it was unbelievable yeah she's
you got to like see a different side
so
of her
she's so fucking tough it's unbelievable
wow
yeah
that's so cool so you're yeah. the more emotional one in the couple
I'm crazy
define crazy
you said that even in
I
a
say
crazy
that to
way
my every time I say that to my just, therapist she's like that's not what you mean and I'm like okay and
then,
but what do you mean by crazy
I think a lot different. I think I don't agree with status quo ever, and I just don't like. I don't know. I think my thoughts are insane. A lot of the stuff
insane
I don't
insane in that
out
they're
loud.
Probably just brazen, like just very true in your face honesty, kind of insane.
I don't know.
Like,
really
do you say
know.
Do you let these thoughts out where you're like checking out at the grocery store or in times in your life that. You shouldn't be saying them and you should keep on stage?
I don't know because I don't know if I'm insane in the way of like I think funny should trump all so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, or should I be able to like or are these the real thoughts in my head? Like, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because you so can't really tell the difference anymore.
Because you are you. So it's hard sometimes to compare it against other
yeah.
things. Yeah.
Like, I'm one of these guys that are holding a purse now. I'm one of those guys.
Oh,
like,
purse?
Yeah.
A man purse?
Yeah.
A merce?
They're very hot right now. And I've been saying since that's happened, like yeah, now I don't feel bad for not having equality in pay because you guys have been lying to us about how great purses are for fucking years. But some
but
people
the
rule, are not
the bigger
like,
the purse,
like,
the longer it's like, going to take you to look
it's
for shit.
Like, but... But I, it equals out somewhere, I think. No.
Nah.
I'm going to have a Chanel
where
on next week, by the way.
Especially, like, look at your wife That's is this so fucking badass, no. fucking trucking through all these crazy fucking things. Birthing
and she gets
a child,
to make humans.
Feeding. She makes humans.
I don't get to make humans.
Doesn't sound like she's even complaining. It sounds like she's like a
warrior. I don't get to
warrior.
Make humans.
Does that upset you that you don't get to make a human?
No. Oh. Well, come on.
Because I was gonna say, I do kind of agree. Like, I mean, being a parent, like, yeah, I think easier for dad, but also like it sucks because that's really cool to make a kid.
Honestly, that's why I want to have a kid so bad, because my body can do it and I just want to experience it.
I would like to make one and give it away, but I feel like that will be more harmful than it will be fulfilling for me.
Yeah, like most. Yeah, don't do that.
I'll take it.
Not gonna really don't do that.
Wait, if you want to be my surrogate, I would love maybe to I can't
do
have kids.
Yeah, I would love to have the experience. I think that would be really
well,
like,
then
fun.
Talk to me and Julie in 2 years.
Wait, no. She's going to be my surrogate. Don't steal
it's
it.
It's rock, paper, scissors.
That's very rare.
As long as it's none of my stuff, if I'm just cooking it, yeah. But the ingredients aren't mine, you know?
It'll all right, good fun. To know, Corinne. I get dibs. She's my comedy partner, so. What other sex stories you got? Any fun
sex stories?
Like, have you ever had a three-way orgy?
Yeah, I have.
Gay experience.
Whoa, your face lit up.
I went to like a community college that had sports.
I love the start to this sex story. Horny already.
It was a community college. Rarity. By the way, it was a college with a commercial. Like, so understand how bad it was. Okay. Like, and not only that, it's closed. Like, to this day,
how does a college lose money?
It closed. Like, one business. Day they were just like, this school no longer exists. And yeah, I lived with a bunch of athletes, and like there was just a crew.
Ooh.
And soccer.
Okay, I know those. Okay.
So it was a lot of like just like sex in rooms where people would be like, oh, you're home, come on in. And it would just be that, like, it was wild. Yeah,
like a frat house kind of,
to a point. But it, like, we had dorms on this community college. It was insane.
So wait, like, you would walk in and then you would just like join sex already in progress? Is that what you're saying?
That has happened. Yeah.
Okay, so like how many people were fucking when you would join in on average? Like one, two, well, obviously more than one.
I'm very cleanly. Like, my cleanliness is up there. So like, I'm not a big guy on it, but like a lot of my friends would just.
But you've had orgies?
Or
three ways or something?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I'm glad you said that, because cleanliness is one of the reasons I don't like group sex either. I mean, people's the second reason, but also cleanliness. It's just too much going on.
There's a lot going on.
I'm a small guy too. Like, I don't want to be like, right. Like, I'm 135 pounds.
Oh my God.
Like,
I weigh more than you. Yeah.
Athletes around me. Yeah. Like, you know, it was not like, I was on the small boat. I was the lightweight
you
boat.
You were the guy in the front. Like, you were the one in the front. Yeah.
I was a coxswain for the big boat. Yeah. Nice. I was a coxswain. That's what it was called. Yeah. I won medals. It was insane. Yeah. Like, it was nuts, but the school's closed now.
Because no one could pay their loans.
Yeah, yes. Oh my God. Yeah. It was called Dowling College. It was on Long Island. And it was.
Do you have any like sweatshirts or anything from there?
Yeah.
Gotta put that on eBay. Ricky.
Help out that college by their merch.
It was amazing. It was the worst school. And it was like it was out in Suffolk County. In a town, and it had two campuses, like, and they didn't even connect. Like, there was just like one was like 3-4 miles away. So you're like, it was wild. And I lasted a semester and a half, and it was just like shitty, shitty Long Island kids and really
having
dumb
sex.
New York kids, New York City kids.
Yeah.
And it was just like fighting and sex, and it was wild. And we had a lot of Polish. They all rode on the crew teams. And they would go, Viva la Polska. And we would, it was great. Arthur.
You have the most random ass stories.
Arthur.
I also just love the way you introduce groups of people into stories. We had a lot of Polish. Like, there's just not.
Those Polishes?
Just never grammatically correct.
Oh, I but like, it comes it's into amazing it. I passed anything in high school, but my high school wasn't real, so they just passed us.
That's true.
Like, I failed the English Regents 7 times. They didn't know I was going to graduate until graduation day.
And you make a living with words, which is really impressive.
Yeah, and I got my
first
agent.
You don't
got to
read them, you just got to write them.
My first agent was a literary
agent?
Yeah, agent, yeah. How crazy
is
that?
Was a literal agent.
Yeah, it was a literal agent.
He was literally an agent for literally.
I am the worst with when it comes to like
pronouncing words, right?
Writing and everything.
But your sets are so tight and so intelligent. So how do you, like, how did you know that you could be a comedian? Like, how'd you start?
Well, I know things. Like, I just know things because I grew
up. Please name an album, Matt. Please.
I know things.
Please.
I just like know things based off my environment and being around people. Like my brother, right. Listen, my older brother is a Villanova graduate. Like,
damn.
He's, yeah. And out of a neighborhood, nobody went to schools like that. And like, yeah. He held a great GPA. My younger brother is like a tech genius. Like, wow. I mean.
So wait, what happened to you?
I am a product of my environment.
He couldn't learn any instruments. So
and by
the piano.
Way, only kid in the family that went to public school. Everybody else went to private.
Yeah, but why were you treated so differently?
Did they not want to go?
I was out of pocket. I was
why?
Really a fucking out of control kid. Oh, okay. I was fucking bad. Okay. I was a bad, bad kid.
What did you do that was so bad? Break windows, I
just
guess.
Just like,
is bad,
I mean, but. Every time I can get into trouble, I liked trouble. I liked
what about
getting
it?
Into it.
Okay.
Just the thrill of it.
Yeah.
The same thrill I get when I say something on stage that I'm like, I'm going to turn half the audience right here, but I'm going to get all of them back.
Yeah.
Watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
was the same thing. And it was like, can I get away with this?
That
yes,
dance.
I can. Oh, that's
yeah.
amazing. And right. it's the same thing.
Yeah, that does speak to your comedy too, because I love how you like to push buttons.
But I know things, and like, to a point, like, I mean, I talk to people that are violently smart. Like people that
violently
are just
smart.
Violently smart.
I know what
just
you mean.
People that are just like, oh, how, and I say it all the time, like me and you on paper should never be friends.
Right.
A lot of people I'm surrounded with are like that. And listen, I have a cousin that went to Yale.
Damn.
She went to Tulane on a medical scholarship.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus She's Christ. A, yeah, I didn't know
so
that existed.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And then there was
wait,
me.
You got the gift of the gab.
Yeah.
That's a good gift.
Is it?
That's a it's a rare gift. Because how many people in your family could go up on stage in front of hundreds of people and fucking crush it for an hour? Not, no. You're,
my Uncle Chuchi. My Uncle Chuchi. This motherfucker was so crazy.
These topic changes are real great.
My dad's a Puerto Rican from the South Bronx. So, and he was the only one that left the South Bronx.
Did he teach you about sex?
No. No. I remember asking about sex once because my dad was like watching something in the living room.
Porn.
And I went in. No, it was like something that was like said something about sex. And I went into the kitchen. I was like, Mom, what's sex? My mom was so mad at my dad for watching that in front of us. She's like, Ricky wants to know what sex is. My dad was like, it shut up. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Never going to ask
dad.
About that around here again.
Sex is
I'll
shut up.
I'll just wait till the seventh grade to figure it all out.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing now I know. I'm glad I know. If I do have kids, I'm gonna fucking let them know in the way that's appropriate, in a way that won't scar them, but like
but
in a way that
time,
they won't wind up in situations where they don't feel uncomfortable. Where they
I don't like my dad now, but at the same time, he made sure I always respected my mother. He made sure yeah. like there was no disrespect in my house, especially towards my mother, and I think that gave me sort of the respect I have for women.
Yeah. Sort of.
I mean, I think he kind of helped
instilled that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sort of did. Not.
Yeah. Did
full,
was your dad?
I'm not giving him all that.
Right. Okay. Got it. Why? What is it? Where do you not talk to him?
Nah. After my mom died, he kind of dipped on us.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
That's disappointing. That's real disappointing.
Yeah. I haven't seen my.
He was a present.
Yeah.
What?
It's been.
I mean, what? How? That's so. Just. I mean to. To
were
add,
they
just
still
as
married?
An adult to just that's very strange. I've just
yeah,
never heard anything
yeah,
like that.
It just it was weird. It was just a whole thing.
I'm sorry, man.
I swear with God one day he's gonna try to sue me for something, so I don't want to talk
okay.
about it too much.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I mean, did your mom die of like a
my mom had a heart attack out of nowhere on Valentine's Day.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was wild.
How do you recover from that kind of loss or get back
it took
to
a lot
normalcy?
Of time. It took a lot of time.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time. It took me like fucking up a lot to come
how
back.
How so?
Like
with drugs or alcohol or something?
That yeah definitely
yeah.
I got hooked on Xanax. What a great drug for a second. And
I never liked Xanax.
Really?
It just made me numb and I'm like, this sucks, I'm bored.
But I'm also a very up person.
That's
so
true.
Like I can't do coke or any of that stuff. Like that is not me at all. I'm all like smoke weed.
Yeah.
So Xanax was just like weed times 10.
I guess it is addicting. I guess that makes sense.
I was on a tour at one point and I didn't realize I was going back to the same town I had already been in. So when they picked me up and they started driving me through and then they brought me to the theater, I was standing in the theater and I was like, have I been here before? And the guy was like, yo, you were here like a month and a half ago, man. I was like, oh shit. Like that's how out of it I was after my mom passed, where I didn't even know like I was in the same theater I had already performed in. Like it
yeah.
was, so I went
your
through that.
Upside
and
down.
Then on top of it, every time my dad would pull something on me and my brothers, it would also bring it back up.
Yeah.
So like I was reliving my mom's death for a long time. So like his bullshit wouldn't even allow me and my brothers to grieve.
And you had to be the bigger person for your fucking father.
That's... No, I had to be the bigger person for my younger brother. I got somebody like, and my younger brother was still in college. He was living at home. My dad threw him out the house. Like it was a whole thing. So like it was like, there was a lot of like bullshit to deal with.
Go to therapy?
I am just starting.
Oh, how do you like it? I restarted again and I fucking love it.
The truth about start, I was supposed to go Monday and I missed it.
Great job.
I forgot.
That's okay. You beat
and now the guy
next
won't
week
take
try
me.
Oh, well, I know I have a lady that is really great.
Yeah, I just found somebody new.
Okay,
so okay. Yeah, I'm going to see if that works.
Okay, yeah.
We'll see.
It's good. It's good. Because especially if you have a lot of roaming thoughts, like I feel like I have a lot of just like, I'm like, I don't know. I feel a little nuts sometimes and it's just nice to channel it somewhere.
But I just don't want to be like put on antidepressants or something like that. I just like, I did that at one point after my mom passed and I felt so weird on stage and like, so like, oh yeah.
So they just didn't help you.
No. No.
Yeah, but I mean, you can go and not be on any kind of medication. I mean, like that's like a psychiatrist is doing that anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like every therapist cannot give you medicine.
I've never been to a doctor that has never handed me medication.
Oh, because I was like, really? Those are very
like,
different
you
things.
You need this.
They do that. They're a little too med happy.
I was recently in Edmonton at the Comic Strip.
Oh, yeah.
And that weekend I'm there alone and I get to the point where I'm spinning so bad that I had to call my doctor back in the States to tell me I didn't have mouth cancer.
I mean, that's the place to go crazy though.
Yes.
If you're going to go crazy someplace, that's the place.
But too bad
you went after we redecorated the Comedy Condo.
Oh yeah, we redecorated the whole thing.
Next year it'll be so much better.
We went hard on a fucking,
like
what
Betsy
about
Johnson sheets?
What about the bed being ruined by Leonard Oots laying in it? Can we talk about that for a fucking second? Yo, I was there the week after. And then Chris DiStefano goes to me.
He took the bigger room?
Yeah. Chris DiStefano goes, flip the mattress. That's what he tells me. So now I'm sleeping on an uphill. Like an uphill. It was insanity. I didn't tell the owners.
I had that mattress, but you had warned me. So I just put some.
Oh, yeah. Were you the one
Betsy
to tell
Johnson
us about when the TV
on
turns on?
Yep.
Yo, Corinne and I walked into that Comedy Condo after those gigs. The TV was on. We ran so hard.
It was
onto
wild.
The other side of the house. I don't even know where we were going, and we're like, "What's Canadian 911?" She's like, "It's 911."
911. And then we called a boy in America and had him stay on speakerphone because
that
was going to protect us if someone jumped
out.
Yeah, because I was like, "There's too many white people calling 911 unnecessarily. I'm not going to be one of those people."
Oh man!
Oh my gosh!
What a town.
Yeah, you know.
What a mall! What
have
a mall!
Have you ever been falsely accused of not rape, but like sexual, anything iffy? We've been getting some emails lately from guys who, that was what I was trying to get at earlier. When we're making fun of like, all right, stop worrying about being falsely accused. It's so rare that it happens. And then we have all these dudes email us like, this happened to me and it ruined my fucking life. And that sucks. So I'm just curious if you had that. Or do you know anybody who's had that
really
experience?
Haven't. No, and I don't know anybody. I'm not with it. Like I'm not with that fight. I don't like really even. I don't know. Like everything with, I don't know, with comedy, it's so weird. And just there's so many fucking weirdos, and all of us are so fucking crazy in our own ways. So like every time I hear about it, like it's like, yeah, I can believe that, but should I? And I want to believe people, and I don't want to think people are evil, but I know people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see it firsthand a lot with certain shit.
Yeah.
And I just,
know. The entertainment industry and shit.
Yeah. And it's a place where Jordan Rock said something to me one time and it was the realest shit. He goes, and it was right after somebody got like called, accused, and he went, Ricky, if somebody calls me up and says Ricky sexually assaulted me, I'd be like, nah, that's my boy. He doesn't do that. But then I got two phone calls. I'd be like, maybe Ricky did something. He goes, if I got 3 phone calls, Ricky fucking sexually assaulted somebody. And I was like, that's the realest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. And I was like, thank you, Jordan. Thank you. But it shouldn't take that. And it shouldn't but at the same time, Jordan's one of my best friends. Yeah, and he knows me very well.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I mean, like with this shit with Louis, everybody knew. Like, I mean, it was so apparent, and we have heard it for years.
Right.
For years.
But I know. Like, but it's like, well, yeah, and at one point,
and
like,
that's why I
want to see him
cock.
On stage.
Like, he was, I want to see him on stage, but at the same time, he was always a cock to me, and I'll never fucking give him that.
He was an asshole to a lot of comics.
And I think he was a dick because he knew everybody. It's the same reason
Dane
Cook.
He was an asshole to good-looking male comics.
He was a fucking piece of shit to me, and once he was sitting with my wife and he didn't know in the back of the VU.
No
making
way.
Some sounds about my set.
Are you
and
fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it makes me very happy.
First of all, why was he even doing that in the fucking first place?
Well, because he didn't,
Is he insecure?
I don't know.
I was gonna say there's a couple examples of like pretty high level comedians
I had that happen to
making
me.
Fun of. Well, I was thinking about the making fun of like comedians who are not on their level yet, which to me is just like there's no reason for that. Why
is it this kind of hazing?
If you're in like
happens?
The top level of comedy, would you even
I,
be fucking
I have an answer for
acting
it.
Like a child? Why? Why do you think?
I think the same reason with Dane Cook. When Dane Cook, you meet Dane Cook, he's a fucking dick. He is a fucking cock.
My first time I met him, I thought that too. And then the second time we met him, we had a great time together.
But I honestly think he is like that because he thinks at one point in a certain time, you have talked shit about him.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Louis walked
People
around.
Don't talk shit.
I think Louis walked around being like, this kid right here has definitely talked shit about me before.
Oh, that's
like,
so much.
And
so
then
dumb.
He just treated me like a fucking dick. Always. Never said
but
hi
there
to
was
me.
A reason to talk shit about him. It's not like people
yes,
are talking
it's his
shit.
Own shit.
Yeah,
that's
but like, so people weren't even saying, they're all going, yeah, he forced girls to watch him jerk off at a hotel and a comedy festival. That's all people were saying. And I mean, that's not great shit. That's bad. But then no one was carrying the conversation forward from there. And
well,
also
I think
a couple comics have told me this about Louis, and it's all they're all like good looking, younger, strapping, like really good acts, really sharp. And I don't know, it seems like an insecurity thing.
I just like,
well, Louis's ugly and he knows it. So I'm like, don't take comedy away from him too.
Yeah.
I mean, I
do feel like
I don't know. I don't even know if I really want to see him. Honestly, I don't know if I want to see his stuff. I said I did. Like, I love some of the stuff he put in the past, but like, I honestly don't want to hear. Too much about. Like, I saw the other day he was somewhere talking about how he lost 35 mil. Like he said that in an hour.
I just saw an article about that.
Some other people lost a lot more than that. They lost dignity. They lost.
Oh,
you and your 35.
I thought that was
dude.
Such a stupid fucking thing to say.
Like, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, such a dumb stupid. Fucking comic.
Well, I had a bigger name comic to like basically mock me from behind the curtain while I was on stage, and I wanted to fucking punch her in the face, and like that broke my heart. Like,
she's not funny though. At least Louis's funny. That's you know, that's true. That's my comment on that. Like, if you're going to mock someone, at least be funny yourself.
Yeah,
don't come out to your headlining show that is not sold out and then bomb on top of it and act like we're the ones
that's my
who aren't
fault.
Laughing at whatever your joke about locking your bike up in Brooklyn or whatever the fuck you do. I fucking hate her. I hated her before, but now it's like, I swear to God.
Oh, I can't wait till we're done taping. I need to know.
Oh, I'll let you know
I really
the second
can't.
We press
I
off.
Really can't even. She's terrible.
But what is that? But I mean, it's on the same side. It's
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's disappointing.
Well, I mean, I think no matter. I think so many comedians are insecure, and that's the basis of so much of being a comedian. That no matter how high level you get, you're still you don't lose the insecurity because that's such a part
and
of who you are.
And there's also that thing too. Like now, I'm starting to see like comics. Like we're in one class of like Karen and I started 8 years ago. So okay, so we're kind of similar. And then you start seeing newer comics come up, and they're starting to get heat. And a part of me, a cunty part of me, is like. Who the fuck are they? You know, just a little bit.
That's
so
why
maybe it's
everybody
just
is muted on my Instagram.
Oh, that's smart.
I don't see nobody.
Oh,
shit.
Just
I don't worry about nobody but me.
I'll
go into your stories.
I'll
see all that shit. But I don't see anything you're posting, any of your brag. I'm not about it.
I'm
worried about Ricky right now.
Yeah, good.
One thing I wanted to bring up though, like why? And I have a theory behind it, but like, why do you think Louis is able to come back?
because he's funny, because he's one of the, he was one of the biggest comics.
Yeah,
because
like when he went down, he was one of the biggest comics. And I mean, because he didn't rape someone, I think is also part of
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think we talk 100%. About, there are levels.
The levels of it.
The Weinstein Cosby level, you can't come back from ever, you
Cosby
know?
Did a show.
Yep.
Everybody acts like Cosby didn't do a show.
He did do a show, absolutely, but I mean, he's...
It was like in a coffee shop in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Yeah. No, like dead ass. It so really was. Yeah,
I guess of course there will always be people who still want
to
see.
I think we should
see.
Have to go back and do that coffee shop. I think that's he has to do the Predator circuit. It's a new circuit.
I wouldn't have I wouldn't have assumed he would
Aaron Glaser books it.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't
sued.
Assume I know, I he'd be saying sued. Like the 35, like those cocky ass comments. That's disappointing to hear, but like whatever.
Well, and what's happening now is this thing where any woman in comedy who works with him, even like introing him on a show, I'm not going to be naming names for this because I don't want people to have more problems than they already have, are getting, it's not me though, it's truly not me, are getting attacked for even bringing him up on stage, you know.
Oh, that's so dumb.
And I just think that's
why do you think
unfair?
He's not allowed back?
I think he is allowed back.
I'm sorry. Why do you think he is allowed back? Sorry.
And I said this when it initially happened. The movement didn't keep the same energy for everybody.
That shit happen when people get outraged with you. Now a Harvey level, that's a little more permanent. But like,
but Louis came back the same weekend that the what's it called broke about Anthony Bourdain's
Asia Argento,
and nobody gave any energy to that.
We talked about it on here.
I understand that.
To be fair,
I understand
that.
I understand. Maybe
it wasn't
the same group. Didn't keep the same energy for that.
Which
I think
should.
Louis was at home being like, oh.
I'm gonna go on stage.
I'm getting on stage.
But
tonight.
I mean, in America, Louis C.K. is way more famous than Asia Argento. There's just no comparison. I mean,
there's
she's
also
not a
no comparison
name.
To their sexual assaults either.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, jerking
right.
off in front of somebody to raping a child is a totally different fucking thing. And mm-hmm. and the energy was not there. And I think that's going to be the problem with this movement and what's coming up with this movement.
Yeah.
Is
it has to be twofold.
Yeah.
And women can be pieces of shit too. Women can be
absolutely.
Predatory pieces of shit, and that's our definition of feminism, is the fact that women need to own up to if that can happen. That you can't pretend it
and
doesn't.
And you have to keep the same energy for the same shit everywhere, because if you don't, these people are just gonna come back in a different way.
Same energy, but also I think there's like different levels, and I think a mistake that feminism makes a lot is making the biggest deal out of everything, so it turns into the boy who cried wolf. So we're making the same. We're
You can't do that.
We're as upset about like the pink tax, which is like the tampon tax, and manspreading, as we are about sexual assault. And you can't do that. Even though both things are make you angry, like you really do have to, you know, picking your fights is a thing, because you need people to listen to you when it's really important. And not that it's not always important, but like there are fucking levels, and to say there aren't is
you're an idiot if you're lying to yourself and you have your head up your own asshole if you say there's not levels.
But also like for comedians, it's so difficult, because if we just start not allowing any comedian who's like a true dirtbag to perform, there's gonna be very few comedians left. There's a lot. I mean, some of the worst people I've met ever in my entire life.
I'll give you this, like,
and
like,
I'm from New Jersey.
I'll say this. I mean. Like, at the same time, some of the best people. I remember when my mom passed, how many people stepped up and did shit for me.
For sure.
I had a kid. Me and you have a good relationship. We say hi.
Yeah.
You sent me a gift. That was so touching and nice. Oh. And, like, I never expected it. So, a lot. I do say that. I do understand there are a lot of dirtbags. It is a supportive community. But at the same time, it's good. There's good in our community.
Well, because we're in the trenches together, and I feel like going through that, this a very unique experience does bond people, but there's a lot of, like, there's also just a lot of people with mental illness. More, I think, like, if you're going by, like, percentage-wise in comedy, there's just more mental illness than there is, like, at a regular, like, if you're working at, like, Prudential.
Yeah. But also the picking and I don't know. I think there's also a picking and choosing, and how people aim. How people aim is always very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I think Louis kind of gave him. He was giving them reasons. He was doing things that he was making that weird ass movie at the time when he got caught.
Yeah.
who else got?
Well, and
got
he also had, you know, the as I said before on the podcast, like the grossest part to me is not even like asking if you can masturbate in front of people who are below you. That's not the grossest. But the grossest part is then
blocking the door,
like holding their career over their heads, like via your manager. Like that's the dirtiest part.
I thought Dave Becky had the best motherfucking. His note was so beautifully written based on the fact he was like, I thought I was covering up infidelity. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. I was like, how the fuck are any of his clients going to leave him after saying that? Like, I mean, you got Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's
Kevin Hart got caught in the back of a car.
Mm-hmm.
So covering infidelity is, I mean, he probably does it all day.
Yeah.
Then he so I mean, he got himself out of that real easily.
Good move, Becky. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Ricky.
Thank you for having me. This is really cool.
What do you want to promote? Plug away. Where can we see you live?
Oh, wow.
Social media, wherever you want.
Social media, Instagram, Ricky Velez. Yeah, I mean, I'm at the Comedy Cellar all the time. December 11th, I am running my hour at the Comedy Cellar at 9 p.m.
Nice.
I'm not going to say who, but one of the people that put specials places.
Nice.
Very pumped about that, and we're going to have a good time. And what do I have? Oh, I'm at Albany. What is that? A Funny Bone?
Yeah.
Albany Funny Bone, the 9th to the 11th and of November. Yeah. Is that next month? Yeah. No, it's except over.
Sound like us.
And, yeah, there's colleges and stuff coming up. Just follow shit.
Yeah,
and you'll
Google
find it
and you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ricky.
Thank
it
you.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much, guys. This has been Guys Be Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Love is passionate about the perfect fit, and they believe it's time for your bra to fit you, not the other way around. Their collections are designed by women for women, so you will love the way you feel under each and every look. And now they offer over 70 sizes and more than a dozen styles, so you'll find the perfect bra for every moment and every outfit. Get 15% off your first purchase by going to thirdlove.com/GWF today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.